You know, life is funny. If you don't repeat the actions of your own success, you won't be successful. You gotta know your own formula, your own ingredients, what made you, you. 1987, I was at the Latin Quarters, listening to Africa Bambaataa give the order. The core of the order was to avoid the slaughter. He said record companies ain't got nothing for you without a lawyer. He taught the infinity lessons and how hip-hop could be a many a blessing, and that was great. So in 1988, there was no debate, we had to end the hate. The name of the game was stop the violence and unity, knowledge, and self-reliance. We started talking about Martin and Malcolm, had these ghetto kids going, huh, what about them? 1989, Professor Griff speaks his mind, but his freedom of speech is declined. 1990 came with the West Coast, East Coast, West Coast, who is the best coast? Looking back now, of course it was bogus. The whole argument was, but we lost focus. We got hopeless, not with the lyrics and music, but with hip-hop and how we used it or abused it. You know how the crew get. You like it, cause you choose it. 1991, we opened our eyes with human education against lies and tried to talk about the state of humanity. But all these other rappers got mad at me. They call me Captain Human. Another message was sent. Self-destruction don't pay the fucking rent. Remember that? Nobody wanted conscious rap. It was like, where these ballers at? What can they call us at? All was whack. Hip-hop culture was falling flat, and that was that. So in 1992, I found my crew. They said, yo, Chris, what you wanna do? I said, damn, why they wanna get with me? If I bust they ish, I'm contradictory. If I play the bitch role and take my shoe, tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do? So I did it. Don't stop, get it, get it, get it. All of a sudden, these critics, they wanna spit it. KRS-One is contradictory. Just cause I wouldn't let these rappers get with me, fuck that, fuck you and fuck your pen. If a rapper wanted this, yo, I'd do it again. But I'm making these ends, and I got my friends, and I really don't wanna have to sit in the pen. So I go back to the philosopher. 1993 hip-hop is a whack. Go back, check the facts. 1994, return of the boom bap. It wasn't all about the loot, it was all about Harry Allen Rhythm Cultural Institute blowing up. 1995, conscious rap is still alive, but nobody wanna play it, nobody wanna say it, nobody okayed it, they all rather hate it. 1996, it really don't stop. We put together something called the Temple of Hip Hop. Not just DJing, breaking craft and lyrics, but how hip hop affects the spirit. Step into a world, that's what I did. 97, I was raising my kid, or kids, but I had to go, cause New York DJs changed the flows, two clothes and hoes. But that wasn't me, I'll be damned if I danced for the MTV. So in 1998, I began to debate, should I go now, or should I really wait? 99, I moved to LA, you see, and took a gig with the WB. Started studying philosophy full time, to have a full heart, full body, full mind. But you know what the problem is or was? DJs don't raise our kids, cause they so caught up in the cash and jewels. How they gonna really see a hip-hop school? How they gonna really see a hip-hop temple? They don't even wanna play my instrumentals, but big up Dr. Dre, Snoop, Exhibit, especially Exhibit, he was there in a minute. Mike Concepcion, all of them said, yo, you need help? I should call them. When I was in LA, I held a crown. Bloods, Crips, they held me down. I can never forget Mad Lion, Killer Pride with the gat in the lap and the low ride. Oh, I can't forget Icy Ice, Lucky Lou, Julio G, that was the crew. Davey D, Ingrid, David Carr, the list goes on and on. Let me tell ya, Fred Rep and my man Protest, much respect, no less. To my spiritual and mental defenders, big up to LA Temple members. But in 2000, I seen how I wanted to live. I wasn't no executive, so I picked up the mic and I quit my job. Said to Simone, I gotta get with God. She said, don't worry about these dollars and quarters, record companies ain't got nothing for ya. Damn, she took me back to BAM, took me back to who I am, brought me back to the New York land. Now I overstand.
Now, KRS-One, now you've been quoted as saying that rap is something we do, hip-hop is something you live.
Yes.
Explain that to us, please.
Well, today, hip-hop, we are advocating that hip-hop is not just the music. It is an attitude. It is an awareness. It is a way to view the world. So rap music is something we do, but hip-hop is something we live. And we look at hip-hop in its nine elements, which is breaking, emceeing, graffiti art, DJing, beatboxing, street fashion, street language, street knowledge, and street entrepreneurialism, trade and business. And that's where, you know, that's the hip-hop that we're about. We come from the root of Cool DJ Herc, who originated hip-hop in the early 70s, and then Africa Bambaataa and Zulu Nation, mm-hmm. who instigated something called the Infinity Lessons and added consciousness to hip-hop, and then Grandmaster Flash with the invention of the mixer, on to Run DMC, and then myself. And we created the Stop the Violence movement. You may recall a song, Self-Destruction, and so on. All of this goes to the idea of living this culture out and taking responsibility for how it looks and acts in society.